I'd like to tell you a quick story about a man named Norman Cousins. Norman Cousins is an MD. In August of 1964, he returned to America from a trip to Russia. He felt a little bit achy. He had a slight fever. And within a week, the sediment in his blood, which should be 20, went up to 88. And he was admitted into a hospital and diagnosed with a condition called ankylosing spondylitis, which meant the connective tissue in his spine was disintegrating. In 3 weeks, that sedimentary rate went up to 110, and he was listed in critical condition. He didn't feel the hospital was supporting him. Nutritionally, he didn't like the hospital food. Emotionally, he didn't feel the nurses were supporting him emotionally. He requested and was provided with humorous movies. He asked for movies like The Marx Brothers, Abbott and Costello. Now, Norman Cousins was a loud laugher. And as he watched these movies, he was laughing a lot, laughing loud. And he was disturbing the other patients. Because of that, believe it or not, the hospital asked him to leave. So he moved into a hotel for 6 months. But he continued watching these humorous movies and shows, Candid Camera, Marx Brothers. Each week, he would take his blood. And he found that the sedimentary rate in his blood was actually going down each week by 5 points. Extraordinarily, within 6 months, Norman Cousins was completely free of the ankylosing spondylitis. And he went on to found the psychological field known as psychoneuroimmunology, which studies the effects of the mind on the body.